holding Bez Hashem and Hilchos Rechilos on page Reish Yotes, Klal Vav Din Dalid. So the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that just like there's an Iser to listen to Lashon Hara or believe Lashon Hara, so too there's an Iser to listen to Rechilos or believe Rechilos. So if somebody comes and tells me, you should know that this guy was bashmutzing you, and he was saying that you're a rotten rabbi or whatever, so it's us of me to listen to it, even though I'm halishing to know who said it. Nevertheless, it's us of me to listen to it, and it's surely us of me to believe it. And he says, V'da'oi, de'isa kabolus rechilus v'afilum shomim mishnayim v'yoseh. Even if a whole bunch of alabatim come over and say, this is what he had the nerve to say. Or that's the raid in town, that somebody said that about me. I'm not allowed to believe it. In other words, if I heard it already, I'm not allowed to believe it. Even though the ones who are telling me, they're telling me for my benefit. Because you should know that this guy acts like a friend, but he's not a friend. And he's really trying to undermine you, X, Y, and Z. And that's relevant for me to know in my dealings in the future. Nevertheless, I'm not allowed to believe what he's saying. I'm only allowed to be choshish that maybe there's some truth to it, so I should be careful. But to believe that he actually said that, I'm not allowed to. Why? Lefi, because there's an iser of kabbalas rechilos. Lefi she'ein nasim rishayim ayidei sipuram. Because even though that person said it, that doesn't make that person into a rasha. If that person would be a rasha, the one who said it about me, and I would have considered him a rasha, but Lamai said the halacha doesn't consider him a rasha, even though he said something not nice about me. So since he doesn't have a din of a rasha, even if he said it, even if he actually said it, so therefore there's an isa for me to believe about him that he said such a negative thing. If it would be a rasha, that person who said it, there wouldn't be an iser of kabbalas lashon hara on a rasha. But since there's an iser that he's not a rasha from what he said, there's an iser of kabbalas lashon hara. And therefore, when he says, the reason is when he says an iser kabbalas lashon hara, afilu hu meish demhemelik b'kishnayim. Let's say the person who told me this is somebody that I trust implicitly, and we'll see that nowadays, there's surely a tzad in halacha that we cannot, that there is no such person that you truly know never would say a lie, no matter what kind of an assign he was under. He wouldn't even say a white lie. So we may not have such a person today. The Chavetz Chaim brought told us already Paiskim say. But even if we would have such a halachic person, that when that person says something to me, it's 100% that what he said in my eyes is true. Nevertheless, even if there's no this person who's such a trustworthy person told me that somebody else said something not nice about me, and there's no way to justify what that person did, because even if it's true that I'm not nice, it's an isa to say it. So there'd be, even if there's no justification, and that person surely, if he did say it, would be saying lashon hara, nevertheless, it's also for me to believe what this person is saying. And he says, the Chavetz Chaim tells us in Ber Maim Chaim the reason. He says, V'tam l'zeh k'mo sh'v'yarnu li'el b'shem hayad ketana. The klal hadova, this is the rule. Kol sh'yesh iser ala mesaper mitzat sipuro. Anytime somebody who tells you something is doing an avera by what he's telling you, yesh iser ala mekabel mitzat sh'v'yosei z'dov hazeh. Then there's an iser for me to believe. Whenever he's saying and he's doing an avera of saying lashon hara, I have an iser to believe that lashon hara. So therefore, even if there's a person that's so 100% trustworthy, but nevertheless, it's also for me to believe it. And then he says, avalim yesh lemizet teyelis alaba. But let's say this person who's telling me now this rechilus, he's telling me what this guy said about me. There's a benefit in the future to this. Kegoin shesiper lo shepshloini roitzel azika begufa b'mono. This person who told it to me is telling it to me, not stamazai, that he said something not nice about me, but it's relevant to me for the future, because the person is trying to hurt me, or trying to hurt my money, or trying to, he's going to cause me aggravation in the future. And therefore, v'al kein yishmar atzmei menu, he's warning me about this so that I could watch it. Then it depends. If it's a regular person who tells it to me, I'm still not allowed to, since that person didn't become a Rasha, I'm not allowed to believe what he's saying. Because I can only do the Lemechish. But what happens if it's a person that's Mehemen Kebetre? Then he says, I'm even allowed to believe it. But I can't tell others. Unless it's relevant for them to know. That's only if you heard it directly. But if you heard from somebody else who said it, it doesn't help. So therefore, and this is like, unfortunately, very relevant, that Rechilus is unfortunately such a tremendous Nisayan when somebody says something not nice about a friend of yours, and, you know, you're really upset, and you feel you want to tell, you know, this guy about it. You know, this guy, and what's the tachlis of telling it? First of all, you get it off your chest. And the other, like, what's the big tachlis? It's just you're really upset. You're upset that this guy said something not nice about a good friend of mine, and if I want to share it with that friend. If it's not relevant for the person to protect himself in the future, so then it's an isa deraisa to go and tell. Even though your mamash feel it's not only your friend, it's your rav, it's not even that, it's your parent, it's a brother that you want to tell, so you're not allowed to tell it. Even though you're itching to say it. The maisa, you're not allowed to say it, unless it's going to be relevant for the future to protect the person. And even then, he's not allowed to believe that it actually was said. He's only allowed to protect himself. But he's not allowed to hate that person. It would be an isa deraisa of lasis nachich bevecha to hate the person who said that nasty thing about you, because you don't know. You don't know if he really said it.
Have to be an immediate threat, or does it have to be something?
Was it the time? No, it's not time. What? You're rushing me. Yeah, what?
Does the protection have to be something from an immediate threat, or something more?
No, as long as it's to help me out in the future. This person, I know it's relevant, he's saying not nice things about me as far as Shidduchim is concerned. And therefore, now it's important for me to know that this guy is saying not nice things. Either that I could thwart him from saying it in the future, or I could protect myself, and when a shidduch comes up, I say, don't ask that person or don't speak to that person, because that person doesn't like me, and therefore he may be saying things that are negative. So there's anything like that where there's a tachlis, there's a purpose of what you're doing it in order to protect yourself, your money, your reputation, whatever it is, then it would be mutta to say, but it's also for the person to believe that he really said that about it. Because in other words, naturally, you would naturally hate such a person. And even in a case where it will help, when do you say that you're actually allowed to believe the Rechilus? That's only in a case where you believe him completely. You know this person. He never lies. Veinu megazim b'davar, he never exaggerates. V'daitoy semeches olav kol kach, ad shenen ronaloy dvar v'ozeh, v'gein b'shar dvarim tamid, kishnei edim hami'idin b'bezdin, she'ein achreim shum safek. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says, is a right, brings a right from Rashi. Mehemen kebetrei means the way the Torah believes to, not like the way I believe two people. The Torah believes two people, that when two people say something, that's it, we execute now the person, because two people said it. And no matter what, you can have a rye and a proof and a circumstantial, all that doesn't count as anything against the testimony of two witnesses. So if you believe in the way the Torah believes two witnesses, that it is no doubt whatsoever, in that case, he says, Avol, in b'shar dvarim einam aminu kol kach. But if he doesn't really trust this person 1,000,000% in everything, v'rak bozeh, only this, mishum demosku lo rig fei roshen horu rechilus, because it's geschmack, this muddy sling, mudslinging Roshan Har and Rechilus. And therefore you say, now this I believe. He says, the more that he taka believes it, then it's considered as if you're mimkabel. And then he says, "V'chol who was man a Talmud." All this is talking about the Gemara's time. Then there was a concept of Hamibetrei. Today, when it comes to be lenient and say that there's a mehemen kibay trei, we don't rely on it. Even though the Chafetz Chaim says, when it comes to the isur, if chalila a wife admits that she committed adultery, and a person felt that he trusts his wife implicitly on anything that she would ever say, she never exaggerates, never lies, then he would not be able to continue living with her because she's mehemen kibay trei. But he says, that's l'chumra, we say that. Mashenkin l'kula. To be able to say that we have an amanus of mehemen kibay trei, that he's saying that nowadays we don't have that anymore.